think you're old.
Damn it, Wade!
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stuff and the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm, as always.
Fuck yourself.
And across the pond and across the city, we got the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior, Super Bowl Gavi.
Howdy, everybody.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So we had to start this over because I kept saying a bunch of times because we didn't know what we were going to start with. I started with something, and then I cut my PlayStation off, and now we're back.
Great idea.
You're a dick. So what's going on? How's everyone's 2021 been so far?
It's December 38th?
Yeah, December 38th.
Is that what we're going for right
December now? December 38th, 2020. And what was the meme I saw? It said 2020 Turbo, like Street Fighter.
Yeah. Oh, no, the one that was... I've tried my 7-day free trial... And you can, I don't want 2021 or whatever it is. Like,
yeah. Remember. Or some, it's the 13th month and 2021 has been one of my favorites.
Well, somebody with some horrible Viking tattoos and like a furry horn helmet tried to sell me the actual Constitution today. I don't know where he got it, but. Apparently there was some stuff going on in Washington. I don't know. I've been sleeping since 2021 started.
So this dude, so here's the funny part. I don't even know if that was meant to be a Viking or if that was meant to be him appropriating. Like, because,
see, that's what I thought.
So no, because this is why. I saw a video of him talking about how he was a shaman. And like, it's because our third eyes aren't open that we can't see what's happening right now. And blah, blah, blah. Like, dead serious. So I was like, so wait, he really is just trying to assimilate, like,
No. I mean, he could be, like, I'm not putting that against him, but, you know, there were shamans in Northern Europe, you know, back in the day, too, like, yeah. When they were living in huts and shit, so.
I don't know.
You know, he could be, you know, did trying to sync really with the old shamans? Magics.
Did they have shamans, though?
I think they were just called, yeah. I think they were just called.
They were pagans.
I think they were just called wizards.
I feel like a shaman is very specific.
Yeah, like it's like an indigenous kind of thing.
Shaman has a definition. I think it's somebody that, you know, some mystical leader or something for a pagan tradition, but it doesn't necessarily have to do with native people.
A shaman, a person regarded as having access to and influence in the world of good and evil spirits, especially among some people of Northern Asia in North America.
Gotcha.
Typically, such people enter trance during a state of ritual and practice divination and healing. So, yeah.
It's a broad term.
All right, fair. It was just very odd to me to see. I was just like, what?
I mean, to be fair to you, he seems like the type of person that wouldn't be afraid to, like, appropriate a couple of cultures.
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
If we don't know what we're talking about.
I'm pretty sure they do.
So, we had some peaceful protests going on.
Yeah, man, you know. We get sidetracked. But I was listening to Fox News just to get, like, I'm like, yo, how are they going to spin this craziness? And, Tucker Carlson, pretty much, I think that he spawned off of Satan's taint. I think that's how he came about. I think that's his origin story. He's talking about the young upstanding lady who tried to break into the state house, the U.S. state house, got shot. And he was asking, why was she there? She doesn't look like a troublemaker. She doesn't look like the people that were out in the streets just creating chaos. We need to pay attention to what they're saying. Right? Like, what the hell? Like, no. She's a terrorist. They were all terrorists. Like, they're lucky they all didn't get shot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this is inappropriate. I apologize, but I don't really give a shit right now because it's ridiculous. And you know what? I don't even like the comparisons between what happened recently in the Black Lives Matter protests because they're not the same.
At all.
They're not the same.
At all.
Like, these people literally ran into the state house with Confederate flags and Nazi flags. Like, that's That's not the same, bro.
Sorry, I had some technical difficulties. Valkyrie, you were saying you were hearing a lot of people saying what?
I'm like trying to compare the two instances, and it's, I don't understand how people don't see the difference, like the huge difference that is occurring, or the fact that you did not see, like, black men rushing a government building with weapons in a state where it is illegal to open carry.
I didn't see a lot of weapons, though. I've heard that. I think I've seen a couple of pictures with guns.
There were.
I didn't see a lot of firearms in there. And I think primarily because D.C. is an open carry. But just one or two or three or whatever, it's a little too much. I don't think you could walk into the state house with, like, a bottle of water without them, like, looking at you funny. So
yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I can't wait to walk into a White House with my... my new black hoodie.
Yo, for real. You're like, hey, sir, put that black hoodie away. As a dude with a Confederate flag and an AR-15 just walks right past.
Yeah. But yeah, it was, so I think the comparison for most people, I know with most black people, has been because it's hilarious how, like, nothing happened to them. Like, there was a fatality, but, like, they weren't, like, armed for bear when we were just, like, marching in the street protesting with our fists. And, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Not attacking, just, like, literally hands in air, fists in the air saying Black Lives Matter. As opposed to, our man Donald Trump, rigged. Rigamarooed. You know what I mean? Well, actually, no, rigamarooed is too big a word for them.
That's a good impression, though.
Yeah. When you actually don't know what they, when they don't know what they're saying or how they're going to go about doing it. And they just talk.
Mm.
It's like, dude, these are the biggest sore losers in the history. In history. I was talking to my homegirl.
History has a lot of examples of pretty bad sore losers, though.
Yeah. I was talking to my homegirl, Talar, and I was saying to her, it's funny how these are the same people who can't get over a loss they took in the 1800s. So why are we shocked they can't take a loss that happened a couple of months ago?
Yeah. I will say this, though, as a warning. I wouldn't look at these people and say, like, yeah, they're unique in that they attempted this based on what they were told by people that they respect and trust.
Oh, hell no. They're not unique.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I don't think they're unique at all. It was just more of them in one place at one time. Bored and just like, well, fuck it. Let me just go do this now.
Yeah, and I do see a lot of people, even that really, people with the opposite ideology of these people, still falling for misinformation, right? It might not result now in what we saw recently, but, you know, I would be careful to judge them for falling for misinformation. I think the theme of social media is the fact that it's very easy to convince people that shit that you make up is true. And I think that we should look at that as a warning, right? As an example of what not to do and really, you know, be responsible in the type of information we share and really and stop being intellectually lazy. Stop allowing, you know, anybody just to provide you with information and running with it. Like, I think we really need to start doing better as a people.
I think there's a huge difference between believing information and going out and acting in such a way that's detrimental to everybody. There's a lot of things.
But I think you see that on a regular basis.
Let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Because I believe in mermaids. I'm not going to go deep sea diving to go look for them. I believe in the existence of aliens. I'm not going to go sneak into NASA and then go try to set a rocket up there. Like, you know what I mean? I believe fuckboy 45 President Trump is a dickhead. I'm not going to go storm the White House and attempt to go, like, do some bullshit. I think there's a huge difference between believing in something and actually going out and creating chaos and havoc.
True. And again, this is somewhat strained comparison, right? But I look at this example. Like, there's a bunch of people that would say, I'm not going to take the COVID vaccine because I don't know what's in it. Or people are getting Bell's palsy, or a bunch of people die, right? Like, all this information is not necessarily true. And people are going out there and risking themselves and others, right, based off of misinformation. Again, it's not something that it's not, you know, literal insurrection and terrorism, right? But at the same time, I think these things are related in the fact that people really are being intellectually lazy, right? They're not doing their due diligence when it comes to, you know, really digging into information and figuring shit out. Like, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Like, I can literally go online and say, yo, an angel came and got me pregnant, right? And, you know, if that goes to enough people, you know, a healthy, not unhealthy percentage of those people are going to believe it. And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, angel just got a guy pregnant, right? Like, it's so damn easy, bro. Like, all Trump had to say, Trump, you know, a lot of this stuff happened because of his access to Twitter and Facebook and the fact that he can speak directly to these people and he has millions of people following him. And even if out of those millions of people following him, a small percentage take him for his word, right? Like, that small percentage ends up being thousands of people storming the state house. And Trump is not going to be president for much longer. But, you know, there could be a next Trump. There could be a Trump of the left. And we need to guard ourselves from that.
I agree with that. Valkyrie, you're about to say something.
Okay, so I understand that people read into misinformation and, like, rely on the internet because they're...
Damn it, Wade!
But being lazy is not an excuse for being ill-informed and going out and doing ridiculous fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse for this behavior. I don't care what you're seeing on multimedia. If I can figure it out and research and do other things, like... Or if... Like, or just morals alone, right? Like...
Yeah.
How can you morally say it is okay to do what they were doing? Like,
I don't think anybody,
during a fucking pandemic.
There's people definitely saying it's okay for them to do it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying. I don't want it to seem like I'm giving an excuse to these people. Like, there's no excuse. I think what my argument is that this should be a lesson.
but this
misinformation can lead to real bad things happening.
But we've been learning this lesson, if not, well, definitely for the last decade. But I want to say, absolutely within the last 4 years, with misinformation. There's a skit called "If Google Was a Guy," and this woman comes up and says, "Vaccines cause autism," and he goes, "I have this pile, this huge pile that says it's fake, and I have this one. No, I have this one pile." That says it's not. And so she goes, vaccines cause autism, quote unquote. He hands her the one pile. The one piece of paper takes it from her. And he goes, just because I have it doesn't mean that it's true.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, but these are the same people who can read the information and get facts and get visual facts. You know what I mean? It's not a situation where, granted, you go to a .org that you would assume that the information you're getting is correct. But these same people could actually see something happening. You could see someone with their knee in the back of someone's neck until they die. They could find out that that is not something the police should be doing and then still find justification for it. So even the people who have the information and can see it right there, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to believe it. We've seen it. You know what I mean? Like, you could, like, people take the, like, you have the, we've seen situations where the evidence is right in someone's face, and they're still going to be like, well, what wasn't the camera showing me? You mean the camera when the guy walked up to the person, shot him in the face, and then walked away?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and the argument would be like, oh, so what happened before the camera got turned on? Like there's always going to be an excuse for something. I get that.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, how many excuses do you buy into when it happens over and over and over and over and over and over? Or, like, if there's video evidence, like, there's no way around what happened to George Floyd, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way around it.
I think that's the question of the decade, right? Like, what do you, I guess the question is, what do you do about it at the end of the day, right? Like, these people that stormed the state capitol, they all should be arrested.
But they won't be. That's the problem.
But as an answer, they all should be arrested because Agreed. They took it to that point. But what about the people that didn't do that, but they do support Trump?
Well,
right? Go ahead, sorry.
They have the right to do it. As much as I want to do it.
Yeah, like, if you want to support him, like, because you're fucking utterly, ridiculously, and obviously...
a racist moron?
Yeah, like, that's up to you. Like, that's your choice. Like, it's your choice to choose what kind of dictator you want to follow, I guess. Maybe you should move to, like, Korea or, like, Russia. I don't know. Oh my You'd God. Probably get along really well there.
No, they won't, because Putin will kill you. Putin ain't playing. Like, can you imagine them trying to run into a Russian, like, into, like, Putin's arm?
No, but I'm just saying, if you want a dictatorship, like, move somewhere that has
they
one.
Don't want
I don't know.
They don't want a dictatorship. They want all the freedom with none of the responsibility. Like, you know what I mean? They don't understand the concept of what... They don't understand the concept of their actions and how they should have repercussions. And I think that's the problem with a lot of black people now, is that we want the same repercussions that would happen if we did some of them.
If we did the same thing?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? We did not even a tenth of what they did. And they're out there in riot gear and tear gas and rubber bullets.
Well,
meanwhile, there was literally a dude taking a selfie with a cop. Like, you know what I mean? There's pictures of a guy holding a podium with, like, it's a Getty image of him, like, holding a podium with a thumbs up, and another dude with his feet on a fucking congressperson's desk. Like, can you imagine if my big black ass decided to run through there, actually got through the cops without getting shot or arrested, getting into the Capitol building, putting my feet on a desk, and then taking a picture? First off, I'm not getting that far, so let's just call it like it is. They're going to see my black ass running like the juggernaut, and I'm going to get shot down immediately. Like, you know what I mean? And then having to get through all that? No, absolutely not.
Yeah. And I think part of the problem is that the presence, that they would have already had a buildup of National Guard before a Black Lives Matter protest, right? They would already have that in place. The thing is, when they were interviewing some of the Capitol Police, their excuse was they were prepared for a First Amendment event, so they had a lot less officers and National Guard on duty for that. So that it's crazy, like what that says to us is that, like, just having a bunch of people who support Black Lives Matter would have them prepare for war, but then a bunch of people that were openly talking about doing damage to our government, they felt like, oh, we don't need that much police presence. They'll be okay. Right? Like, and I think that's part of the reason why it was so easy for them to get into the state house, the Capitol building, primarily because they were unprepared, because they underestimated them, because they saw their whiteness and said, okay, it's not going to be that bad. But, you know, there's already repercussions for that. Like, the House Sergeant-at-Arms resigned, and the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, he's being threatened to be fired if he doesn't resign. So, at least, we're seeing some repercussions for that inaction. But you know what? That could all be symbolic. I'm waiting to see if anything real happens. I think 50 people were arrested. They had their first hearings today. The FBI is actually looking for people, specifically the guy that had his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Friggin', you know, MAGA Viking. A couple of people are actually being actively looked for by the FBI. So we'll see what happens. See if they put their money where their mouths are and actually do something about it.
I gotta say, that white dude calling, yelling out, calling them treasonous bitches may have been the best thing that came out of this.
Oh my God! Do you have a clip of that?
Yeah. Please hold. Here we go. Hopefully, you guys can hear the video.
Fucking treasonous pieces of shit!
Oh, this guy.
I know! They really destroyed our city!
They're destroying the fucking city, and it's like nobody gives a shit! They said it was Black Lives Matter, they got tanks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue, but they let these fucking crackers take over the goddamn Capitol!
This is a white dude, by the way.
It's a white dude saying
yo, he's the GOAT. He won yesterday.
Legit.
He won the events of yesterday.
He was like, this is bullshit. You let fucking crackers. I'm like,
you let these treasonous crackers.
Yo, the people that live in, my boy lives in D.C., and he told me that somebody with Missouri license plates was driving up and down the street just throwing fryer crackers out. Like, they are so, like, the residents of D.C. are getting, like, they were getting ready to just go out there and start handing out twisted tea. All their asses, yo. Like, it's crazy. And that's another thing too. DC is a very progressive city. I think it's still a predominantly black city. Large immigrant population. Highly educated populace relative to other places. So those people really weren't in their element. And that's another reason why I'm hesitant to call it like a revolution or a coup.
Who called it a revolution?
What up?
Who called this shit a revolution?
There
are some people who really believe it's a revolution.
And people against it call it a coup.
Revolution.
I wouldn't even call it an attempted coup. Just a bunch of freaking idiots from QAnon and Parler that, you know.
These niggas are cuckoo.
Are able to take advantage of a bad situation.
Speaking of, I love that every single one of those people on my page who were screaming, like, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, like, God's will, blah, 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 bullshit, all of them are dead ass silent. Crickets, chirp, chirp. I'm like, are you serious? Not one word, huh? Nothing to fucking say after this? No? No, nothing. We got nothing? You talk mad shit.
A couple of them keep on sending laugh reacts to my memes. I'm like, no, don't be laugh reacting to my meme.
Yeah.
No, let's speak it. How are we spinning this one this week? Like, what is the new spin on this bullshit?
You know, let me tell you, Don Lemon.
There's really nothing they can say. It's like, it's kind of a blessing that this happened, and the only people that got harmed were the idiots responsible for it.
Thank God.
But yeah. part of the positive is that I really feel like a lot of these people have like this coming to Christ moment. They're not going to admit it. A lot of them aren't going to admit it. But I hear it in their
voices. I don't think so. These people are so like, you have no, I know this chick that I like knew when I was like younger. And legit, last week she told me people dying of COVID is God's will and not her problem.
Hold on, time out. Let me tell you, if you think people die of COVID, hold on.
It's God's will. If they die, they die.
If you think dying of COVID is God's will, there's a bag of unwanted dicks you can eat.
Like, how do you, I was like, so you're using, I stopped talking to her. I was like, you're using God, I'm like, you're using God as your excuse to be a fucking complete piece of shit? That makes no sense. Like Jesus said, fuck those people. Good luck.
I mean, technically, God does exist, and COVID's happening. I mean, he might just be like, yeah.
Maybe
Thanos is right.
And you know what? And
I fucking can't.
I was thinking it. I was absolutely thinking it. Let me tell you.
Oh, that was bad.
Let me tell you. God may be like, you know what? I'm gonna put this virus out here, but then again, like some good people have died, so like I can't say that either.
I mean, anybody who died of COVID, honestly, like, I feel bad about it.
Oh, absolutely.
The only person that died recently that I really feel no type of way about was that idiot that invaded the Capitol building, like, you know. They'll do stupid shit, you know.
I mean,
get stupid results.
What do you mean, Javi? Like, if they just listened to police. Like, if she had listened to the Capitol Police, she would not have died. Yeah. If she had not been a criminal.
True, but also,
in a
you know, Blue Lives Matter, okay? I support the cops.
I love, no, but that's
she was resisting, so.
But that's what I'm saying. This is what I mean about all these people who are screaming about Blue Lives Matter as these
fucking... Damn it, Wade!
...are literally throwing shit at the police, attacking them, like, trying to get into beefs with them. But you have nothing to say right now. Crickets. Crickets.
So here's the funniest thing I saw recently. I was watching Fox News. And it's crazy because it's like this dissonance. Like, it's like... It's just crazy if you're paying attention to them right now. So they're talking to this talking head who was there, and he's saying how, yeah, well, they weren't really violent, they weren't really destructive, they weren't like the Black Lives Matter.
They were really writers, white, you blah, mean? Blah, 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 blah. Like super white?
And as he's saying that, there's a split screen. They're showing a split screen with the events that are happening of people literally being destructive and violent.
Yes.
And I'm like, My head was exploding. It was crazy.
Because it's like crazy. No, it is crazy. It's like, but you're literally watching it unfold. Like, how can you pretend that that's not what's happening?
As he's making excuses as to why it's not as bad as people think it is. Like, these people, like, destroying, like, CNN cameras, like, breaking windows, like, smashing through doors. It's like, yeah, they're not that bad. They're really not that violent. You know, they're just trying to express their political aggravations and... I'm just like, oh, this is crazy. But again, I think that hopefully some good could come out of it. Part of the reason why so many people were out there was because that was the constitutional set day for a joint set of Congress to count the electoral votes officially and to officially grant Biden the victory, the electoral victory. And so... these people were just upset about that happening. I forgot what I was about to say. Sorry, I just got super distracted.
No, it's just the whole idea of it is, it's, God, there really aren't many words for how stupid this is. You know what I mean? It's not. You kind of look up, it's like one day you wake up and you're like, you know what? Maybe 2021 will be a better year. And it's like the SpongeBob thing. It's like SpongeBob thing. 6 days later. Dog, I went to bed earlier than normal. Nothing was happening. All I heard was early this week, the Blue Lives Matter folk were fighting the police. And I kind of giggled to myself because it's like, and then yesterday I go to bed super early. I wake up and I got like 70 text messages from my the council, and I'm like, what the fuck happened while I was knocked out? And I hopped on Twitter and I went, well, apparently the world's coming to an end because motherfuckers are stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's, you know, these next 2 weeks cannot go by fast enough. I'm just so tired. Well, Trump president.
I'm wondering what's gonna happen next in like Hunger Games. You know, like what level are we at? Where are we? Or like, literally, this is what happened in fucking Handmaiden's Tale. Literally, this is what happened. Crazy fucking conservative white Americans invaded the Capitol. What do you say?
It's time for us to go to Canada.
Right? Like, well, shit. Me and my friend were talking about it. We were like, oh, shit, this is literally what happened. Literally. Verbatim. Crazy, fucking, conservative, white Republicans took over the Capitol and started, like, fucking doing crazy-ass shit.
But, you know, there were good people on both sides, thankfully.
Because, you know, raping a woman for a baby is, you know, that's okay. It's coming, I'm telling you. It's fucking coming.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
They're going to try to do that in Texas.
I can't wait for the next season of Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I have to... They're going to end up doing it in Texas. Texas is going to be like home base.
Texas, Mississippi, pick one.
I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting. I'm just going to sit in Canada and eat my popcorn.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going back to Cavern. I hope they take me.
Yeah, I'm just gonna find a way to get into suspended animation until like 2023, hopefully.
I don't even know if it will be done by then.
I think we're looking at a whole year of this shit.
Oh, longer. I think people are just going to continue to do dumb shit.
I meant decade. I think we're looking at a decade of this shit.
Although, like, I feel like once there's somebody in office that's not going to, like, make excuses for people doing this, because he's calling for people to do this shit, and there's actual consequences, then it might stop.
Well, and I'd also say this, like, a lot of this isn't new. It's new because the president is actively
involved,
talking to these people, right, and calling for these types of things, which he's finally getting some pushback, which is, like, 4 years too late. 2 weeks left in his presidency, he's finally getting some pushback. Great. But it's not necessarily new. I'm thinking about, like, 1995, these people bombed the Oklahoma City building. You know what I mean? Like, you had people, you know, snipers in colleges in, like, the 70s and stuff like that. Like this stuff, these people, this type of rhetoric isn't new.
True.
I mean, do you guys remember when, I think it was a couple years ago, when those idiots in, I think it was Portland, stormed into the building and refused to leave?
Yeah.
And then they ended up quitting because they ran out of snacks. And they were asking...
They all got, like, acquitted or something like that, too, or something else like that.
And what was even better about it was...
White people to white.
But the funny thing, the best part that came out of it is that... So they were asking people to send them food, and people were sending them gummy dicks.
I fucking can't.
Yo, dildos and tampons.
Yes. And people were making, like, they were making fan fiction about them because they couldn't get their wives in, so they ended up all fucking each other. And they were pissed. Like, stop making this stuff about us. Stop sending us dildos and dicks. Oh God, it was really some of, like, my favorite shit ever. Because
So you say this, you have another decade of this. I'll say that this is just us. This is us.
This is America.
This is America, people.
I guess this past 4 years, it's just been so blatant and in the face of the general public because it has been allowed. Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know. We probably had this conversation before, old man. And I know a lot of people tend to say, I think it's different now, given how much people have been engaged in the electoral process, like record-breaking amount of people voting. So I think the sentiment's somewhat changing. But I remember a lot of people saying, it doesn't matter who's president. You know, it doesn't matter who you vote for. They're all the same. No, like, you know, the president plays a very important role. Like, they're the people we look to in moments of crisis, right? They're the people that are supposed to bring us together, regardless of what political party they're part of, regardless if you agree with their what they do for legislation or not, right? Like, when 9/11 happened, I still think George W. Bush made some of the worst decisions a president could make.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, he was someone that a lot of people, most Americans, could look up to for hope when he talked about, you know, we're not fighting Muslims, we're fighting terrorism. You know, Obama during the financial crisis, you know, tried his hardest to bring us all together. I think Trump is unique. There have been other presidents like him in the past, but, you know, for the majority, not much like him. But Trump really spit in the face of that tradition, bro. And, you know, and I hope everybody that voted for him, not because they agreed with him, but they voted for him because, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, Hillary's just as bad, bro, you know, I'm going to vote for Harambe. Probably people looking back and going, like, damn, I was really an idiot.
Oh, they don't. They'll be the first one to like, say, like, nothing was right, like, they didn't do anything wrong, da-da-da-da, and you know how it is. People will never admit that they're wrong. I'm a stubborn bastard, but I'll be the first one to be like, I was wrong. Like, you know what I mean? I may try to, like, dispute it. I may say something stupid. But if I was wrong, I was wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's part of being human. No one's infallible.
Like, I was going to say, that fishnet bodysuit you wore on New Year's wasn't a good look. I think you need to admit that was wrong.
Fuck you, man. That suit looked awesome.
All right.
Alright, this has been the Old Man Way Show. I'm gonna cut this one short. We can do another half hour one so we can get a couple out next week.
Work.
If you're looking for it,
we can go to the rest of the docket.
Yeah. You can find us at Old Man Wade. You can find me at Old Man Wade Com on Twitter and Instagram. You can find Super Woke on Let Shit Record on Twitter, which he never uses. You can find us at oldmanwade.com, where we are, putting out articles fairly regularly on New Year. Something we've been telling ourselves we're going to do, and so far we have been doing that. You can also find us on the Old Man Wade Show.
We've been crushing it.
Yeah. You can find us on the Old Man Wade Show. You can also find us on CCBN, the Culture Comic Book News Podcast, sponsored by Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com.
BlackRabbit. You can find Valkyrie sitting on the couch next to Duke. Getting ready to start talking about Duke, but not Duke the dog.
I was featured.
Oh yeah.
Tell Us the Truth recently.
Yeah.
That was fun. Check that out.
I love listening to you two go at it. It is the greatest thing in the world. It's like two intelligent people having a debate. It's dope. And Duke the Great is gonna have another fantastic year. He's like one of the best people you ever meet, one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. Until then, just remember, if you're storming the Capitol building, make sure you're dressed like a Viking.
Damn it, Wade!